In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Brothers and sisters, the first Sunday of the Great Lent, as we know, is called the Sunday of Orthodoxy. It's a celebration of the Orthodox faith. Faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Savior of the world. In the Synodicon, which is read in the Orthodox Church on this day, we say that this is the faith of the apostles. This is the faith of the fathers. This is the faith of the Orthodox, the right believing. This is the faith which has established the universe. The theme for today, brothers and sisters, is faith in Christ, who, as we know, has come as the deliverer from sin, death, and the devil. Just last week, we spoke about that great victory that Christ works. That victory that inverts everything that was a consequence of the fall. Man's descent is turned into ascent. Man's death is turned into life. Christ changes everything for those who have faith. St. John says, "And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Brothers and sisters, this past week, we've been challenged to live differently, to live by our faith. It was the clean week, pure week, a week in which we live differently than the rest of the year, differently than the rest of the world, a week where we focus on living as disciples of this Messiah. In Hebrews today, we heard about all of those who of the Old Testament lived by faith. All of those righteous ones who looked to God as their Savior, who awaited that resurrection. And the epistle to the Hebrews concludes that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and therefore we run the race with endurance, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For us, as Christians, everything points to Christ. In the Gospel, we heard about how some of the disciples were called. And Nathanael was one of those disciples. He was an Israelite in whom there was no guile. He was one of these righteous people in the Old Testament who was living by faith. And the Lord called him to himself. There are actually two encounters with Nathanael in today's gospel reading. Did you catch them both? Two encounters. Well, the easy one is where Nathanael comes after Philip calls him to see the Messiah, and the Messiah says, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Even before Philip called you, though, I saw you when you were under the fig tree." That was the first encounter, when Nathanael was under the fig tree. What was Nathanael doing under the fig tree? Did he see Jesus at a great distance and wave to him? No. Nathanael was under the fig tree doing his devotions. He was studying the scriptures. He was in prayer. His face was directed towards God. And Jesus is telling Nathanael that as you were looking towards me, I was looking towards you. I saw you. This is why Nathanael says that great exclamation of faith, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." He realized that the person he was looking at and speaking to was the same that he was praying to. That he saw in front of him God incarnate. And the Lord says, "You will see greater things than these. You will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Nathanael was in for great things. Walking with the Lord, hearing his teaching, seeing his miracles, seeing him rise from the dead, ascend into heaven, send down the Holy Spirit. Nathanael was in for great things. And brothers and sisters, we're in for greater things too. It is a time of devotion. All of us should be studying and praying, seeking out the Lord, looking to Him. And we do that in our homes. That's what Nathaniel was doing by himself. But you know, praying at home actually isn't enough. Praying by oneself isn't enough. This is why we gather together in the church. This is why the Lord called His disciples to Him. St. John Chrysostom says, "You cannot pray at home like you pray in the church, where there is a great multitude, where exclamations are cried out to God as from one great heart, and where there is something more, the union of minds, the accord of souls, the bond of love, the prayer of priests." We gather here this week in the church during this time of devotion to take what we're doing at home and to make it better, stronger, more complete, more unified. Gathering here where Christ is in our midst. He is the one who tells us where two or three are gathered together in His name. He is there in our midst with us. You know, Nathaniel could have said, when he was called to see the Lord, "Well, it's okay. I'm under my fig tree. I see Him." But how incomplete his life would have been if he just stayed at home. And in Lent, how incomplete our life is if we just stay at home. We have to come here to the church. And I'll tell you, I was very pleased by this clean week. As a priest, you know, we have certain measurables that we look at to see how the community's doing, how the flock is doing. And I spoke with Father Daniel a little bit about this. We were talking about the attendance. It was pretty good. Just about everybody came this week. And it wasn't always just the same people, but a variety of faces. Just about everybody came to church this week to complete their prayer and devotion. And not only that, but I noticed something of a prayerful disposition when people came. You know, we don't have a vestibule here in the church. And oftentimes when people come in, they greet one another in the church. But I noticed that people did it very quietly. And when the bell started to ring, it was like instant attention. People were focused. By the way, the bells symbolize for us the angels calling us to prayer. When the bells start ringing, think of your guardian angel tapping you on the shoulder. Zip it. Lock it. Put it in your pocket. It's time to pray. When the bell started ringing, it was silence. Because people came for greater prayer and devotion. And it was very encouraging. Very encouraging. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for that. You know, we gathered for the Canon of St. Andrew, Monday through Thursday night. We gathered on Friday night for the Presanctified Liturgy, and the whole time in the center of the church was the icon of Christ the Bridegroom. And we even set up the choir stands, and the people stood all making kind of a circle around Christ, who is our union with God and with one another. And we focused. And all of those things that have distracted us and pulled us away, all of those things that we seek in the world, that we spend our time and energy on, and all of those things that draw us away from God and one another were put aside. And we gathered and we focused on the Lord. The dissipation that man felt in the fall was being undone. What is dissipation? Who knows that word? Well, dissipation in physics is where the energy of something is being lost. It's being dissipated. The definition of dissipation is the squandering of money, energy, or resources. It's intemperate living, wasteful expenditures, the killing of time, in a sense, sin. It's the turning away from God and turning to the world and losing one's life there. Our life can be dissipated in this age. The treasure that's been given to us, being made in the image and likeness of God, can be just wasted. Our life can be squandered. And that's why when we gather and we offer that canon of St. Andrew, we said things like this. I have passed my entire life without caring and in laziness. Like the prodigal, I have squandered all of the riches my father has given me in rebellious living. Like David, I have fallen into lust and I am covered with filth. I have lost my original beauty and splendor, and now I lie naked and I am ashamed. This, of course, is the end of our dissipation. When we have lost everything God has given to us, we lie ashamed. Yet, as St. Andrew teaches us to pray, we cry, like the prodigal, I cry out to thee. O compassionate Father, have mercy on me and save me. Like the thief, I cry, remember me. Like Peter, I weep, forgive me. Like the publican, I cry, have mercy on me. And like the harlot, I weep bitterly, O Savior. All of us, as we gathered here before the icon of Christ, brought our petitions, asking help, asking for deliverance from the fall. And Christ drew us to himself, like he drew his disciples. You know, one of the things we celebrate today is the victory of our faith, the victory that Christ brings to us in this repentance and salvation. But also we celebrate the holy icons, the restoration of icons that were removed from the temples through the pressure of Islam, through political intrigues, through violence against the church. The icons were restored on this, the first Sunday of Great Lent, later named the Sunday of Orthodoxy. So we celebrate the restoration of the icon. And what is the icon but the reminder that the invisible God has become visible? The one who Nathanael was praying to invisibly had become visible and he had seen him. The icon is the manifestation of the invisible God in our midst. When we look at an icon of Christ, we see the invisible made manifest. We see heaven opened. Some have said icon is like a window into heaven. Others have said it's like a vortex. A vortex is like what a whirlpool has. It draws you in to the center, to the one who is at the center of the universe, the center of life. The icon draws you into that. And when we gather in a circle, we were drawn into that, into this vortex of salvation. You know, the icon is also a reminder that God's eyes are open and he's watching us. When we look at him, he looks at us. The icons remind us of that. And this week, God was looking at us as we gathered around the icon. He said, like to Nathanael, when you were gathered around the icon, I saw you. I saw that you were here. As you were looking at me, I looked at you. Did we know that? If we weren't here, Christ also can be telling us while you were watching TV or Netflix, when your soul heard the bells ring at 7 p.m., when you were at the movies or eating a Whopper at Burger King, or contemplating world domination or whatever it is that you were thinking or doing, Christ says, yeah, I saw you. My eyes were on you when your eyes were not on me. Brothers and sisters, he always has his face towards us, seeking our repentance, seeking our return. This is a Sunday of Orthodoxy, which we celebrate our faith in Christ. We celebrate his revelation to us in concrete, visible form, the incarnation shown beautifully by the icons. But we don't be triumphal about it. We don't be prideful about it. We try to ask ourselves, are we really living as Orthodox Christians? And I'll pose some questions for each of us to consider as we pause and think on the Sunday of Orthodoxy. Do we know that the Lord is looking at us? Are we looking back? Are we drawing near to him in his church? Do we realize that others are seeking him, but cannot find him in a land that is devoid of fig trees and devotion? Are we telling these people to come and see? These are questions, brothers and sisters, that I can't answer for you. You have to answer for yourself. We have to answer for ourselves. What are we doing with this faith in Christ that has been given to us? Are we using the icon to draw closer to God? Are we using the church to draw closer to God? Are we realizing that the heavens have been opened to us? Do we see the angels and hear them calling us to assemble around the Son of Man? Are we opening the doors of the church to those who are likewise in need of his salvation? Brothers and sisters, it's the Sunday of Orthodoxy. Celebrate everything that's been given to you. Use everything that's been given to you. Share everything that's been given to you. Celebrate this day. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.